Hey everyone, welcome to the Builder's Briefing for May 29th. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and we have a packed show today. Anthropic dropped a new frontier model and a major Claude code upgrade at the same time. The open source AI pipeline just got a whole lot more capable, and the EU is making platform operators very nervous.
Yeah, it's one of those days where you wake up, check Hacker News, and realize you need to reevaluate half your stack. Let's get into it.
So the big story, Anthropic shipped Claude Opus 4.8, alongside a new feature called Dynamic Workflows in Claude Code. And the key thing here is these two releases are designed to work together. Opus 4.8 is the smarter model, but Dynamic Workflows is the structural change. It lets the coding agent actually adapt its plan mid-task based on what it discovers, instead of locking into a strategy up front and bulldozing through.
That bulldozing thing is so real. Like, anyone who's used agentic coding tools has hit that moment where you watch it commit to a bad approach in step 2, and you just know steps 3 through 10 are going to be a disaster. But it's already running.
Exactly. And the HN thread had over 300 comments, with early testers saying they're seeing genuine improvements on tasks that require course correction, or think refactoring across multiple repos, API migrations, generating test suites that adapt as they go.
Right. And what's wild is this is really Anthropic, making a bet on the tooling layer, not just the model layer. OpenAI has Codex, Google has Jules, and Anthropic is saying the tighter integration between the model and the scaffolding around it is what wins.
If you haven't reevaluated your AI coding setup in the last 60 days, this is the release cycle to run fresh benchmarks. The gap between these products is shifting fast. All right, moving to AI and models. A couple things caught my eye. First, there's a repo called Taste Skill that's gotten over 11,000 engagements. It's essentially a prompt framework that gives your LLM a taste layer to avoid those bland, boilerplate outputs.
Oh, I've been seeing this everywhere. If you're building user-facing AI features and your users keep saying everything sounds the same, this is a drop-in prompt engineering pattern worth stealing, even if you don't use the library directly.
Then there's MozTTS, a full open-source text-to-speech family covering long-form speech, multi-speaker dialogue, voice design, even sound effects and real-time streaming. If you've been locked into 11labs or play.ht pricing, this is your self-hosted alternative to evaluate this weekend.
That's interesting because we're reaching a point where you can build a pretty complete AI product pipeline without a single paid API key. Docs, web scraping, voice,
all open source now. Also worth mentioning, YouTube is rolling out automatic detection and labeling of AI-generated content. If you're building AI video tools or synthetic media, your outputs are going to carry platform-applied labels, whether you want them to or not.
Yeah, that's a big deal for distribution strategy. You need to plan your UX and user communication around this now, not after it surprises you.
Oh, and one more fun one. There's a show HN game called Continue YN that turns the approve every agent action UX pattern into a 60-second game. It's hilarious, but it crystallizes a real problem.
I played it. It's brutal. You're just hitting YYY, and you realize, oh, this is what I'm doing to my users. If your AI agent requires too many confirmations, people just disengage, worth 60 seconds of your time.
On the developer tool side, a couple of notable releases. Llama Index put out LightParse, a lightweight document parser built for speed. If you're doing RAG pipelines and you've been frustrated by Llama Parse's cloud dependency or unstructured being too heavy, this is a local-first alternative worth benchmarking.
And CRAWL4AI keeps trending. Over 1,200 engagements now. It's the open-source web crawler purpose-built for feeding content to LLMs. Handles the HTML to clean text pipeline that you'd otherwise spend a week building yourself.
Also, Andrew Gallant, the RipGrep guy, released BTF, a CLI tool for date time manipulation. If you wrangle timestamps in scripts or log analysis, this is the kind of sharp Unix tool that saves you 10 minutes a day forever.
Anything from Bert Sushi is an instant install for me. The man makes the best CLI tools on the planet. And if you're doing formal verification in Rust, check out Crusoe, niche today. But that's where safety critical Rust is heading.
Quick pivot to startups and regulation. The EU fined Temu €200 million for allowing illegal product sales on its platform.
€200 million. And the signal is clear. If you're building a marketplace or any kind of platform, the we're just a platform defense is dead. You need to invest in content and product moderation tooling now, not after the fine.
All right, rapid fire quick hits. There's a viral HN post with over 900 points and 550 comments, just titled, "Can We Have the Day Off?" about burnout and work culture.
550 comments. That's a lot of people who needed to vent. The industry is clearly still processing burnout.
Someone got Rust running on a jailbroken Kindle using Slint, which is just delightful e-ink hacking. There's a deep dive on mesh networks comparing Meshtastic, MeshCore, and Reticulum, and a Google employee got charged with a $1 million Polymarket insider trading bet.
That Google Polymarket story is wild. Also, NASA Worldview is trending again. It's an open-source interface for browsing full-resolution satellite imagery. Genuinely worth bookmarking if you haven't seen it.
So here's the takeaway. The AI coding tools war just shifted another gear with Opus 4.8 and dynamic workflows landing together. If you haven't reevaluated recently, you're probably leaving productivity on the table. The open-source data pipeline is getting seriously capable. Light parse for docs. CRAWL for AI for web. Moss TTS for voice. You can build a full AI product pipeline without a single API key now.
And if you're building anything with LLM-generated content that touches YouTube or other major platforms, start thinking about how AI content labeling will affect your distribution strategy before it catches you off guard.
That's the briefing for May 29th. Links for everything we talked about are in the show notes. Go run those benchmarks, try out those open-source tools, and we'll see you next time.
Happy building, everyone.